Everybody have their tango shoes on, their toe shoes, their shoes, socks, sandals, boots, because we're going to be doing some tango on A440 tonight. Welcome to the show. My name is Bethany, coming to you from a little bit of a distance, but very happy to be here. Very, very excited that radio is prevailing in this time. Absolutely wonderful to be able to connect with all of you. And we have always been at this distance, so even more, I feel like we're coming together. It's a great feeling. I'm glad that you're here. This is A440, and my name is Bethany. We are on Tuesday nights from 8 until 9 p.m. And in our tango set to start us out, the first two of three by Pablo Ortiz from Three Tangos in the Margin, or kind of in the fringe. Not your traditional tango, as you may have heard. And just after our greeting here, I'm going to play the third out of that set of three. And the first is titled Corn Alone Just Won't Do. And the second is a reference to Finland and a dance called the milonga. Suomi di milonga. And Suomi means Finland in the language Finnish. And I think this all has to do with one of the members of the Zebra Trio, which is Anssi Karttunen, who did some arranging. And it appears that the composer and performer have quite a bond, because there's the third part of this I may try to say. Adela Laitokapulongila is in the Finnish language, and you may know from listening to WFMU that when that comes up, it's the most syllables, the most difficult to try to pronunciate, but we do our best. We do our best. So this connection between Finland and the Argentine tango is interesting. There's a film out there about this, and it was fun to kind of chase after, but speaking neither Spanish nor Finnish, I didn't get so far as to just tell you that that's kind of an interesting connection. And like I said, we'll hear the next part after that. And I hope you're all doing well. I was able to, and heard back from some folks that they received their postcards. So I've been sending some of those out, and check us out in the comments page. I'll give the address later on in the show, but I'll write that down and can give me your information if you would like to receive a postcard in hand from my pen to your mailbox, personalized one-on-one. We'll give more detail about that, however. We are going to continue now with this third bit from Pablo Ortiz and Three Tangos. And then in the next set, we've got two more composers with these tangos on the, I'm going to say it's on the fringe. It's not your traditional dance. So if you've got two left feet, that's perfect. And I've got some socks on. I'll be shuffling here at my DJ station. So stay tuned. Glad you're with us again. My name's Bethany, and you are listening to A440 on WFMU. Thank you. Couple tangos for you to enjoy. Those from the 1920s and 1930s. But not your typical tango. We wouldn't do typical tango on WFMU. So we heard from three composers in that set. And like I said from the beginning, the third of the three tangos from The Fringe by Pablo Ortiz, who is a composer out at the UC Davis and a Buenos Aires native, has written a whole real lot of interesting music that combines that heritage and traditional music, but very much bringing it into our day and age. That piece was written in 2011. And then we moved on. If you were tuned in last week, you know I was expressing a lot of admiration and curiosity for the music of Bohuslav Martinů, the Czech composer who lived between 1890 and 1959. And the idea was to probably in the span of a week listen to all 400 of Martinu's compositions and then figure out what it is that makes me like so many of them so well. Well, that's a lot to do. But what I did was I started off with just a few things and I'm sprinkling them through. In fact, this set of tangos came because I heard two from Martinu that were written just in between the years of 1925 and 1927. So we heard two in that set. One from a small film. It actually, the title is Film and Miniature, which would be a short film. Small film. It's a short film written in 1925. And from a larger piece called La Revue de Cuisine, or Kitchen Rhapsody, fifth movement of that, which is written as a tango, and that one from 1927, both when the composer was living in Paris for a long time. Now, what I've decided to do in this continuing exploration of Martinu's music is to do probably one set a week and let it soak in deeply. We'll hear another set of pieces later in the program tonight, which are duos for violin and cello. And I could pick up a lot about his style from these pieces that were written at different points in his compositional output. And here was a curious one too. In the middle of the set, we had a tango from the composer Alois Haba, who is also Czech. The piece surprised me in its functional tonality, because Haba is known mostly for doing the craziest cool things with microtonality and different scales and dividing up an octave into many, many different pieces and totally in innovative ways. In fact, this tango was written in 1931, and on the other side of it was a piece written, for an octave divided in six tones, and then and the other piece in a 12-tone style. So it actually sticks out in its kind of functional tonality, which felt very playful and very fun to me. So I stuck that one in there. And yes, about the postcards. I have just enjoyed connecting to everyone over the radio. And so we need a little bit of mechanism there. We use the internet. We're still radio. We use the internet. And also connecting through the post or something in the mail. And I call them analog text messages. And I love to send them out. And I need to know where to send it. Even if you are a supporter of WFMU and we send you things, I'm not connected to that. I'm just going to write your address down on a piece of paper and send it out to you and give it to no one ever again. And so your address is safe with me if you were interested in getting an FMU postcard. And if you want to send one out this way first, you can do that. Here's the address. I know you've been waiting for it. It's WFMU. And my name is Bethany. This is A440. And P.O. Box 2011. Jersey City, New Jersey. 07303. You need not send something to me to receive something, but I will need your address, like I said. And you can email that to me, Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, at WFMU.org. Or if you go to the archives and playlist for this page, there's a link to contact the DJ, kind of an autofill thing. I will get that. So please, if you'd like something in the mail, I'm more than happy to send that out. It's quite a lot of fun. And it connects us in one more way in these very, very interesting days where we're all wanting to try to be a little creative in the ways that we have fun. We laugh and smile and brighten each other's days. Okay, onward. And especially with music. Last week, I'm getting sped up. I'm getting enthusiastic. That never happens. last week I played a pairing of Leopold Godowsky and Frédéric Chopin, of course, because Godowsky wrote 53 studies on the Chopin etudes. What I played last week was Godowsky putting two pieces together of Chopin's and having the pianist play them both at the same time. This was a little bit different. This pairing of first Chopin etude, the one from the Opus 10, number 4, and then we'll hear the Godowsky etude after that. And I'll just have you listen and see what you might think the correlation is. You'll hear the same melody, but I guess it's kind of technical. See what you hear, and I'll be right back. We'll talk about it. This is A440 on WFMU. My name is Bethany. Here is Chopin for you. Thank you. We've got two versions there. The original, I should say not two versions, the original Chopin Etude, Opus 10, number 4, written in 1833. And we have a study upon that etude. An etude actually means study. By Leopold Godowsky from 1899. Now, kind of sitting here, like jumping in my chair because I got so excited about this. At first, I disregarded this. I thought, oh, well, that sounds actually less challenging. I thought these were supposed to be, you know, they have been called the Godowsky etudes have been called some of the most challenging pieces for pianists ever. And so I listened to that and I thought, well, that's kind of funny because it actually doesn't sound nearly as challenging. Well, so we'll quickly do this. We'll hit the beginning, Chopin. All right. Played as fast as possible by Murray Praya. Love that recording. And so we're getting a lot of spread across the keyboard, covering a lot of area. And so then, that's going quick. So then we have the Godowsky. Slower. And covers the melodic material. It's got that rolling quality, but actually sounds more sparse. That's because it's being played just in the left hand. The left hand only. Let's take an etude that was written for all 10 fingers. The pianist roving around the keyboard. And then let's just do a left hand bit there. Well, that won't be hard, right? We'll just cut everything in half. So if you read music or if you're just curious to look at the scores, you can look at them visually and see. It's pretty crazy. Well, we have access to a lot of scores that are no longer under copyright. So I'm posting pictures of those if you're curious. It's just kind of a fun thing to do. I know, complete nerd alert, but that just blew my mind after I just bow down to any left hand that can do such acrobatics. Anyone able to carry that off and conceive of it and write it, I don't know. That's why we're here. We're just traipsing through this repertoire and kind of jaw dropped sometimes. And then, like I said, rolling around through the music gleefully. We gotta do that. And then this other project I have going with repertoire for the program has to do with the compositions of Bohuslav Martinu. And so what we're going to hear next are, he wrote two sets of duos for violin and cello. And the first, it was just two movements. That was written in 1927. And the second has three movements written in 1958 in Switzerland. And between 1927 and 1958, the composer had lived in Paris and then immigrated to the United States in the 40s and then went back to Europe. Whole lot of life in between. So in that 30 years, what do we hear? And that's what we've got in the next set. Again, if you just heard the trail end of it, I'm speaking about it often because maybe you just tuned in, but I am on a campaign to send postcards out your way. And I do want to, we'll just kind of do one moment of exceedingly big gratitude to the delivery people of food and packages and the postcards and all the things out in the world keeping us connected. I think that's a big job right now. And it's kind of maybe not, I just think we should give a lot of, and we can't do that. They leave it on the doorstep and run away. So how do we say thanks? I guess I'm doing it now. So if anyone out there works in that sector, you're doing a great job. Very much appreciated. And so yeah, we'll send some postcards out. If you like, just drop me a line with where to send that. And my email is Bethany bethany at wfmu.org. And this is the first duo for violin and cello written in 1927 of Bohuslav Martinů.
Thank you.
We're hearing the second of the two duos for violin and cello by composer Bohuslav Martinu, the first written in 1927. 31 years later came the second duo in 1958. And in shows to come, I'll be playing more from this composer who wrote over 400 pieces and I do think is vastly overlooked, and especially what might come to you on the radio. So we'll be putting more Martinu on A440. And let's keep in touch. Always happy to be here, connected through the airwaves of WFMU every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. And if you'd like to stay in touch via email, you can always drop me a line, bethany@wfmu.org. And in particular, if you would like to get in on the analog text messaging, I just need to know where to send something and you'll get a postcard from my pen to your mailbox. And so send that out to me, bethany@wfmu.org, if you are interested in that. So I'll be back next week, and keep healthy, smile as much as you can, laugh a lot, have a lot of fun. Stay tuned to WFMU. We are WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County, and online at wfmu.org.